May the infusion of the Holy Ghost cleanse our hearts, O Lord, and make them fruitful inwardly by his due watering them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Each and every single one of us here has all received the Holy Ghost. We received him in our baptism, and we received him even more so in our confirmation. He, that is the Holy Ghost, is the sanctifier, and he will increase our love of God. He'll inflame our hearts with that love. He'll help us to grow in grace, and he'll help us to perform all of our religious duties and to do them well. However, with all these great gifts that he gives us, the Holy Ghost, with all these great gifts also comes great responsibility. We have to, it's not just enough for us to receive those gifts from the Holy Ghost, we have to use them. We have to put them into practice. We have to let the Holy Ghost work within us. For instance, I can't increase in the gift of fortitude if I don't go through trials in my life. I can't grow in this way unless I persevere with the help of the Holy Ghost through these things, and I have to rely on him that he'll get me through tough times. I can't increase in the gift of knowledge without actually putting time in and studying the things of the faith. It doesn't work that way. It's not a magic pill to all of a sudden know everything. No, the Holy Ghost will help us to learn it with that gift of knowledge, but we have to do our part as well. And we have to use these gifts and use them well, and that means in every moment of our lives, because in order for the Holy Ghost to dwell within us, in order for him to reach out and help us, to give us those graces necessary in our lives, we have to live a good and grace-filled life. We have to stay away from sin. We have to live as we're trying to grow each and every day in the love of God, grow in our devotion to him and the things that we do for the church. This is all part of what we must do. And with that, make sure that we never, ever do something that's going to cause scandal. We don't ever want to have someone look at us and say, well, he or she is a Catholic, and he did that or she did this, therefore it must be okay for Catholics to do that. And we know that it's a wrong thing that we did. Say we stole something, or we were using bad language, or anything like that. No, we don't want to ever give scandal to the faith. We're responsible for a lot of things, responsible for our actions in that way. Now, we find ourselves today in the middle of the Ember Days. Yesterday was Ember Wednesday, and we got Ember Friday and Saturday coming up. And with that time of the Ember Days, our church reminds us what we should be praying for, and one of which is for the priests, both the priests that are already ordained and for those that are to be ordained in the future. We're supposed to pray, and pray hard, for priests, because now, remember, I was just telling you about the fact that we're all responsible for what we're given. Those who are baptized are more responsible than those who aren't. Those who are confirmed are more responsible than those who are simply baptized. Well, those who are ordained, they are even more responsible for what they do with the gifts that the Holy Ghost has given them. The Holy Ghost gives more, but he also requires more. It is even more important for the priest not to ever give scandal. If he does something that's wrong, they're not going to judge that priest as a single person, but they're going to judge the priesthood as a whole. So let's say that there's a priest and he goes out and one day he ends up falling into sin by getting drunk. They're going to come and say, oh, priests are drunkards. They're no good. They just sit around and do that all day. What a terrible, terrible scandal to give to the office of the priesthood in that way. They don't see that and say, oh, you know, Father so-and-so is a drunkard. No, they say all priests. They lump it together. And so a priest is really responsible for everybody he comes in contact with. Even if it's just at the store or on an airplane or, you know, at the wherever it may be, something that he says or does always reflects his office. And because of that, he really needs a lot of prayers to be able to conduct himself well. When you go to confession and the priest is in there, he gives you a little bit of advice. Every bit of advice, he is going to be judged on. So for you all, you always do what the priest tells you in counseling or in confession or whatever it may be, and know that God will bless you for being obedient in that way. And the priest, he needs those extra graces to make sure that he gives you the good advice that you need. And it comes from his own prayers and the prayers of everybody else in the church. To be able to go out and preach. I'm not sure if I ever told you all the story or not of this one priest who was a very good preacher, and every weekend more and more people would come in. And there, his church was growing week by week, and it was because all of a sudden the growth stopped, and it was right after this man died. This certain man always stood in the back of the church with his arms outstretched in the shape of a cross, and through the entire sermon would pray the rosary every single day that he was at the church. And it's those prayers and sacrifices which made that priest so successful. So that the reason why his numbers of growth went down was not because the man was no longer praying for him in heaven, but was because nobody picked up the slack of offering those sacrifices, offering those prayers on earth. Because even as powerful as the prayers are of the saints in heaven, one thing they can't do is they cannot offer sacrifices. But we all can. Little things we can do throughout the day, offer it up as a little sacrifice for the church, offer it up for the priests, offer up for the seminarians, things like that, because they're going to help you get to heaven. But you need to help them for that. So it's all connected, and it all comes back in the end to the Holy Ghost. If we all look to and rely on and trust in the Holy Ghost, pray to him when we need his assistance, pray to him to intercede for those who need his help, to need extra graces in their whatever they may be going through, if we always turn back to the Holy Ghost, the sanctifier, he'll do just that. He'll sanctify. He'll give us graces. He'll help us grow. He'll strengthen us. He'll give us the things we need to say when we need to say them for the good of souls. But it all comes back to one thing: prayer, sacrifice, and trust in the Holy Ghost. Remember this. Don't let it end simply once Pentecost, the octave of Pentecost is over, we continue on with our days. No, continue it throughout the entire year and grow in devotion to the Holy Ghost, and God will reward you greatly for your sacrifices. And God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.